సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం. ఓం. పేజ్ 81 వర్స్ 111. కలనాత్ సర్వభూతానాం బ్రహ్మాదీనాం నిమేషతః కాలశబ్దేన నిర్దిష్టః ఖండానందకో ద్వయః శంకరాచార్య ప్రిస్క్రైబింగ్ స్టెప్స్ ఫర్ నిధిధ్యాసనం కాంటెంప్లేషన్ బై ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ నిధిధ్యాసనం వన్ క్యాన్ assimilate the truth that which he or she has received through shravanam. So long shravanam and mananam has to be culminated into nididhyasanam. Nididhyasanam practice to be done in this manner. He is giving 15 steps. Among those steps, we have completed Yama, Niyama, Shagaha, Desha, Kala, Maunam, etc. In the last class, I have introduced Kalaha, the time principle. When we are listening to these steps, Shankaracharya expecting all of us to remember the Ashtanga Yoga steps also. That means he thinks that we know already Yama, Niyama, Maunam, all these Kalasthiti, Deshasthiti. For Dhyanam people generally practice. So he thinks that we all of us know that and remember also. Thinking like that, he gives another meaning, philosophical meaning of each step. Therefore, we are not elaborately seeing that Yoga Shastra meanings here because we know already those meanings. The real sense of that each word is this. For Nididhyasaka, practitioner. Therefore, he gives a different meaning. It is not going to give any punyam, really speaking. We have to understand Nididhyasanam will not give any punyam. Nididhyasanam gives clarity, not punyam. Therefore, Kalaha means time principle. When we want to do meditation, Brahmi's Muhurtam, early morning meditation has to be done. That practice to be done only in the morning. So Kala is there in our mind. But here Shankaracharya says Kala means Brahman. Therefore there is no particular time to be practiced for Nididhyasanam. When you have understood that you are Brahman, why you want to practice in a particular time? There is no necessity of a particular time of practice of Nididhyasanam. What is the best time for Nididhyasanam? Suppose you ask, study some more time on Artham. We have not understood properly. What is the best time for Nididhyasanam? All the timings are the best timings. there is no need of a specific time to practice Nididhyasanam, because you are already advanced student. Since you have studied 10 Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita 2 times and studying 3rd time also, then you don't require any specific kala for contemplation. Therefore, he gives different meaning. What is that? Sarvabhutanam kalanat. Sarvabhutanam means for all beings. Sarvabhutanam, for all beings. What are they? Brahmadinam. Brahma onwards. From Chaturmukha, Brahma onwards. How Brahman is creating all of them, Sarvabhutanam, Kalanam means creation. The creator of everything is Brahman only now. Nimeshavatina, Nimeshataha. Nimeshataha means just like blinking. Why Shankaracharya used that word Nimeshataha? Just like effortlessly you blink, how much effort you are putting to blink your eyes? Even you do not know you are blinking. That much effortlessly, just like that, how many times you are blinking? So many times. That much effortlessly Brahman creates Brahma, Adi, etc., Deva, Kinnara, Gandharva, Yaksha, and Manushyas, of course, Asura, Rakshasas also. All of them created by Bhagavan. Don't take really created. Okay, there is no creation. That also you must remember. Only manifestation. There is no original creation, new creation. Therefore, Nididhyasanam, one more point we have to remember or understand. Nididhyasana gives drishtaphalam or adrishtaphalam. The question arises. It gives only drishtaphalam. I enjoy that Brahma jnanam as I myself. What is jnanam? I understand Brahman as myself. Once I understand I am free from birth, death and disease. They all belong to the body only, not to me, the Sakshi Chaitanya. Therefore, this is drishtaphalam. I enjoy the benefit of knowledge in this life, now, here itself. Therefore, drishtaphalam. I experience that ananda, that experience means I enjoy that jnana phalam. I am free from insecurity, I am free from fear, I am free from unhappiness. Therefore, I enjoy that phalam here, now itself. Therefore, this is drishta phalam. There are certain actions, they give adrishta phalam. If you do sandhya vandanam, it gives adrishta phalam. No drishta phalam. It gives punyam. Punyam is an adrishta phalam. Once they do sandhya vandanam, when you are thirsty, you drink water. You quench your thirst. It is drishtaphalam or adrishtaphalam? Drishtaphalam. I enjoy that thirsty, no, is gone. Thirst is gone. Now I am very happy. Drishtaphalam. When you drink water. But when you do achamanam, while doing sandhya vandanam, how much water you drink? They say you have to put hand like this first of all, and that place, if you put that black gram, you know, that ulundu parup, oru parup adhula potta, and to dip that in water, how much water is required? One droplet of water enough. It is dipped in the water. That much water only they have to take when they are doing achamanam. In squat position. they take 3 times. Like that they do, but that gives, that achamanam gives, it is not for quenching thirst. How much that water, how can it quench my thirst? That water is only for achamanam, that is only for giving punya. It's not for any drishtaphalam. Isn't it? Like that, here also, nidhidhyasanam is meant for drishtaphalam, not adrishtaphalam. If you do japa, it gives adrishtaphalam. So this is drishtaphalam. As you are doing nididhyasanam, you get more clarity, more benefit. Understand? So here, this kalanam is nothing but Brahman. Kalanat means Brahmanaha. No? Kala itself is Brahman. From which Brahman, everything has emerges out. Tasmadva etasmad atmana akasha sambhutaha. Like that. So vatna. Kala shabdena akhanda anandakaha advayaha nirdishtaha kala shabdena. Since Brahman alone is the creator of everything, kalanam, therefore that kala is Brahman, kala shabdena nirdishtaha, it is said as kala. Who? That Brahman. Brahman is known as kalaha. Which Brahman? Who is indivisible, akhandaha? That indivisible Brahman alone is kalaha, the secondless one. Akhandaha, anandakaha, the one who is ananda swarupam. Anandam eva swarupam, ananda swarupam Brahma is known as kala shabdena nirdishtaha. And advayaha, secondless, there is no second Brahman, only one Brahman. There is no second real entity like Brahman. Only Brahma satyam. Second, all seconds. Seconds and the round meaning. All seconds are mithya. Nama rupa. Seconds means what? Other than Brahman, everything is mithya. Therefore, advayaha. Brahman alone is real. But the people are afraid of kala. People are afraid of tidhi, vara, nakshatra. இந்த பஞ்சாங்கம் வச்சுண்டு பஞ்ச அங்கம் ஃபைவ் அங்காஸ் ஆர் தேர் இன் பஞ்சாங்க. எனி ரிச்சுவல் யூ வாண்ட் டு பர்ஃபார்ம் டு கெட் அதிருஷ்ட ஃபலம் யூ ஹாவ் டு சி பஞ்சாங்க. சின்ஸ் யூ நீட் நாட் கெட் எனி புண்ணியம் ஃபார் நிதி த்ரூ நிதித்தியாசனம் யூ நீட் நாட் சி கால. ஸோ பிரம்மன் ஹிட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் கால. That Brahman happens to be myself. Therefore, my name is called Kalaha. Therefore, I need not depend upon Tidhi, Vara, Nakshatram. Tidhi, Vishnu. There is a sloka which says everything, Kala is Vishnu. Kala lope, Mantra lope, Niyama lope, Shraddha lope. People are afraid of that Kala lopam. If there is a kalalopa for adrishta phalam, they have to do lot of prayasittam. So nididhyasana, there is no problem. That sloka says tidhihi Vishnu. Tidhi, you know, padyami vidya tadya, tidhi and all, they say that is Vishnu. Tatha varaha, somavaram, mangalavaram, budhavaram, guru, shukra, shani, all varams are also Vishnu. Tatha Varaha, nakshatra Vishnu, Vishnu revacha, nakshatram also. What is your nakshatram? My nakshatram is this. What is your nakshatram? Like that people so much worry about their nakshatram. பர்த் டேட் ஆஃப் நட்சத்திரம், தட் மந்த், தட் நட்சத்திரம் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் ஃபார் பர்டிகுலர் திங்ஸ். பீப்புள் ஆர் வெரி வெரி பர்டிகுலர் அபவுட் தேர் நட்சத்திரம். நட்சத்திரம் இஸ் ஆல்சோ விஷ்ணு, நட்சத்திரம் விஷ்ணுரேவச்சா, திதி விஷ்ணு ததா வாரஹ நட்சத்திரம் விஷ்ணுரேவச்ச யோகஞ்ச யோகஸ்ச கரணம் செய்வ. டூ மோர் ஆர் தேர் இன் பஞ்சாங்கம், திதி வார நட்சத்திரம் நமக்கு தெரியும் ஜெனரல், பட் தேர் இஸ் கால்ட் யோகா அண்ட் கரணம். சோ யோகா இஸ் ஆல்சோ விஷ்ணு, கரணம் இஸ் ஆல்சோ விஷ்ணு, தேர்ஃபோர் சர்வம் விஷ்ணுமயம் ஜகத். சர்வம் விஷ்ணுமயம் ஜெகத், வையர் எஃப்ரைட் ஆஃப் வாரா திதி காலா நட்சத்திரம் யோகம் கரணம் என்றால் எல்லாமே விஷ்ணு தானே. டோன்ட் எஃப்ரைட் ஆஃப் காலா, ஹவ் எவர் மச் யூ சே எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் விஷ்ணு, பீப்புள் ஆர் சோ சென்டிமெண்டல், சோ சென்டிமெண்டல். ஈவன் டு டூ நமஸ்காரா ஆல்சோ, விச் சைடு சுவாமி யூ டர்ன் திஸ் சைடு, this is the east side, you have to do namaskara. You turn that side, they turn the guru also. Please, when this direction. So particular people are so much sentimental about the direction, about the tidhi, vara, nakshatra and everything, even sitting also, which side have to sit in. So appease your hunger, which side you have to face and eat, and இப்படிதான் பார்க்கணும். இதெல்லாம் sentimental. Okay, good sentiments. Okay. But should not be obsessed with those sentiments. Up to here we saw in the last class. Next sloka 112. Sukhe naiva bhaved yasmin. அஜஸ்ரம் ப்ரஹ்ம சிந்தனம் ஆசனம் தத்விஜானியாத் நேதரத் சுகநாசனம். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன், சுகே நைவ, you can split that word sukhe naiva, it should be, you need not join them. So sukhe naiva. Similarly brahma chintanam also give a gap, brahma and chintanam, two separate words. Sukhe is another word and naiva is another word. Brahma is one word, chintanam is separate word. So you need not join. If you join, it becomes one word. Okay, they are two words. Sukhe naiva. Now he is coming to the seventh anga for nididhyasanam. It is called asanam. According to Patanjali, asana means sthiram sukham asanam. Asanam means sitting posture. Two meanings are there. A sitting posture is called asanam, and the seat you use for sitting is also called asanam. The two meanings are there, but Shankaracharya is not giving those two meanings here. He is giving different meaning. Sthiram sukham asanam in Patanjali Yoga Sutras it is given, steadiness in a posture. 15 to 20 minutes minimum we have to sit without movement. Then your mind can be focused. That is called sthiram. While you are sitting for 15 to 20 minutes steadily, you must feel comfort also, sukham. Otherwise forcibly you sit, sthiramma ukaranam, therefore you sit steadily for 20 minutes, afterwards what will happen, numbness comes in the legs, you don't feel even sensation, therefore you do only leg dhyanam, not brahma dhyanam, you do only leg dhyanam. So this is for preliminary abhyasa of meditations we prescribe asana. That is one meaning. Now what Shankaracharya gives is a unique meaning here. Yasmin ajastram brahma chintanam sukhasanam is that he says. Two asanas he is giving. Sukhasanam and Siddhasanam. First Sukhasanam he is talking about. Then next shloka he talks about Siddhasanam. What do you mean by Sukhasanam? Yasmin where Sukhena eva. You can take Sukhena eva. Sukhena means come easily, effortlessly, anayasama, without any effort, without any struggle. Sukhena ajastram, always, all the time, ajastram. Yasmin brahma chintanam bhavet, upon which brahman you do chintanam. Chintanam means thinking about brahman. I am brahman. What type of brahman? I have to bring all lakshanams of that brahman. Brahma chintanam, contemplating upon brahman as myself. Contemplating upon Brahman not as an object, second entity. I have to contemplate on Brahman as myself. That is called Brahma Chintanam. All the time, Sukhena eva bhavet yasmin. Yasmin, where you are doing Brahma Chintanam all the time without any effort, that is called asanam, sukhasanam. That is called Sukhasanam. As dhatu, second conjugation, atmanaipadi, to rest, to sit, that over which everything is resting. Yasmin, upon which everything is resting, that is Brahman. About that Brahman, as myself, I contemplate. Upon which Brahman everything is resting. Asana means upon which Brahman everything is resting. Or sitting as though. Upon that Brahman I contemplate. Then that Brahman as myself I contemplate. That is very important. That is called asanam. Asyate. Asyate jagat sarvam asmin. Sarvam jagat, entire universe is resting upon whom I contemplate upon that Brahman, who is none other than my higher nature. Sukhena eva brahma chintanam. Brahman is called sukham, sukhaswarupam. Here sukham is called Brahman. Asana means in which Brahman, entire universe, nama rupa prapancha is resting. How? Brahman is satta. Nama rupa is depending upon satta, the pure existence. Therefore, sukhasana means Brahman artham. Sukham. Asyate upavishyate. It sits. Tishthati iti asanam. This is one meaning. Next meaning, next asana he gives, that is Siddhasanam. So that is called asanam tadvijaniyat. May you understand that Brahman is called asanam. Vijaniyat. Na itarat. Not anything else. Second line. Na itarat. Not anything else. That which is what, anything else is what? Sukha nashanam. It is not sukha asanam, but it is sukha nashanam. It takes away your happiness, peace, சிந்தா பவதி. சிந்தனம், பிரம்ம சிந்தனம் இஸ் நாட் தேர். பிரம்ம சிந்தனம் இஸ் நாட் தேர். யூ ஆர் திங்கிங் அபவுட் சம்திங் எல்ஸ் இதரத்து, தட் இஸ் சுக நாசனம். பட் திஸ் இஸ் சுக ஆசனம், தட் இஸ் சுக நாசனம். நாம ரூபா, ரிலேஷன்ஸ், அனாத்மா, ஃபேமிலி, பாடி, மைண்ட், பிரபஞ்சா, எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் சுக நாசனம். எவ்வளோ போல்ட சொல்ற பாருங்க. நம்ம என்ன நினைக்கிறோம்? சுக ஆசனம்னு நினைக்கிறோம், அப்புறம் சுக நாசனம்னு தெரியும் லேட்டர். இன்க்ளூடிங் அவர் ஓன் பாடி இஸ் சுக ஆசனம் ஆர் சுக நாசனம். ரிசைடிங் இன் திஸ் பாடி இஸ் சுக ஆர் துக்க? துக்கமயம். Not one or two problems. How many problems this body has got? You see, go to hospital and see people suffering with so many diseases. No. Especially we have to go to orthopedic, you know, and the department. That you have to go, that ward. Kaal thungi nirukkoum, kai thungi nirukkoum. Engengyo, people are really, that is called naraka. Nothing else. Appa poi paakano. Burning, casualties. It's like a wax body. Skin is like a wax. It burns, no? It smells like anything. Ghoram, no? Illa sukha nashanam. And connected to this also, by association, dissociation, always problem. No? That's why some people don't like to come to Vedanta class. You know, in sukha nashanam, all gives problems, anatma, family, body, mind, all anatma and chulli, always disappointing. Ennumo maadhiri irukku avanga konjam sila perukku vedanthame pidikadhu. All the best next birth nu sollanum. What to do? They are still immature. Now siddhasanam 113. Siddham yat sarva bhutani. விஷ்வாதிஷ்டானமவ்யயம் யஸ்மின் சித்தா சமாவிஷ்டாஹ. தத்வை சித்தாசனம் விதுஹ. யத்து சர்வபூதாதி விஸ்வாதிஷ்டானம் அவ்யயம் சித்தம். அவ்யயம் மீன்ஸ் இன்எக்ஸாஸ்டபிள். இன்எக்ஸாஸ்டபிள் விஸ்வாதிஷ்டானம். அதிஷ்டானம் மீன்ஸ் சப்ஃபேட்டம், சப்போர்ட். சப்போர்ட் சப்ஃபேட்டம் ஆஃப் வாட்? விஸ்வம், தி என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ். விஸ்வாதாரம், விஸ்வாதிஷ்டானம். அவ்யயம் மீன்ஸ் பிரம்மன். விஸ்வ அதிஷ்டானம் அவ்யயம் பிரம்மன். அதிஷ்டானம் சப்போர்ட் ஆஃப், சப்ஸ்டேட்டம் ஆஃப் வாட்? சர்வபூதாதி, ஃபார் ஆல் நாமரூப பிரபஞ்ச, ஃபார் எவ்ரி ஒன், ஃபார் எவ்ரி திங். லாங், யூ ஹாவ் டு கிவ் ரைட் கண்டினியூஸ்லி. சர்வ பூதாதி மீன்ஸ் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ், ஆல் ஸ்பீசிஸ், ஆல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ். அதிஷ்டானம் யத் தத் சித்தம், தட் இஸ் கால்ட் சித்தம். த நேம் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் இஸ் கால்ட் சித்தம். வை இட் இஸ் கால்ட் சித்தம்? சர்வ பிரகாசகம், இட் இஸ் அவைலபிள் நவ் ஹியர் இட் செல்ஃப். Siddh means to accomplish. When a person is accomplished, accomplished person, Siddha Purushaha they say. So he is an accomplished person. What do you accomplish? Anything you accomplish other than Brahma Vidya, Brahma Jnana, it is as good as inaccomplished or unaccomplished. It's not totally accomplished. There is something limitation. Brahman is always available. It is siddha vastu. As an evident principle, now self illumining, self luminous, Svayam prakashaha. Here now itself, are you aware of aparokshanubhuti or not? Are you aware of, are you conscious of the class going on now? That awareness is called Brahman. Now is it available or not here? Siddham. It is now here itself available. That is called Siddham. Which Brahman is available as Sarva Prakashakam. This is one meaning. Svayam Prakasha Chaitanyam Siddham. Siddham is equal to Svayam Prakasha Chaitanyam. Self-evident consciousness principle. Which consciousness principle is inexhaustible? It will never decay. Vayam na bhavati avyayam. Vishwadhisthanam. Namarupa prapanchakade support. Not only that. Yasmin siddhaha samavishthaha. Upon which siddham Brahma, upon which yasmin siddhaha, the jnanis. Siddhaha means jnanis, wise people, those who abide in that Brahman. Siddhaha, abide in that Brahman means abide in that knowledge of Brahman as their real nature. Siddhaha means, yasmin siddhaha means, in which Brahman wise people are all abiding by knowing it as their real nature. Don't think wise people are all sitting on the Brahman. There is no need of sitting in Brahman. Siddhasana. I am Siddham. I am Brahman. Siddhavastu. Since I recognized that Siddhavastu, I am Brahman, I am called Siddhaha. Plural la Siddhaha. Siddharanna enna theriyuma nariya enna Tamil Nadu fulla Siddhar only nariya per. There are so many Siddhas. Those have accomplished this truth. Everybody they call Siddha. Nowadays people misuse this word. Siddhaha means what? If you show some vibhuti, you give some vibhuti to them, or some flower to them, some magic you do, some mystic powers you show, you show you are a Siddhaha. They are taking Siddha Purusha means like that. Those who are having mystic powers, they are Siddha Purushas, people think. That is not, there is no connection between Jnanam about Brahman, I am Siddha Vastu. There is no connection between this knowledge and those mystic powers. Those mystic powers are anatma, belong to Vyavaharika Prapancha. We should not go towards that, we should not give importance to that. On the other hand, we should ignore them. Never give importance to mystic powers. But 99.9999% of people run after mystic powers and think that person is accomplished person. Shastra says zero. You put 0000 without number, how much value it gets? 100 zeros also, if you put no value. If put 10, put a number, it gets value. No? That is important. Therefore, Brahman is like a number. All other things are all itarat sarvam sukanashanam only 0000. Pujyam. Shunyam pujyam. Therefore, Vishwadhisthanam yasmin siddhaha samavishtaha. They are residing all the time. Samavishtaha. That Siddhasanam viduhu, that Brahman alone is called Siddhasanam. May you understand. That is Siddhasanam viduhu. That why is there? That why means indeed, certainly. Siddhanam jnaninam asanam siddhasanam. சித்தானாம் மீன்ஸ் ஜ்ஞானினாம். ஆசனம், ஜானீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் ரிசைடிங் இன் தேர் ரியல் நேச்சர் பிரம்மன். தேர்ஃபோர் சித்தானாம் ஆசனம் ஆர் சித்தானாம் ஜானினாம் ஆசனம் பிரம்மன், தட் இஸ் த மீனிங் ஹியர். சித்தாக மீன்ஸ் ஜ்ஞானி, செகண்ட் மீனிங். சித்தாக மீன்ஸ் ஜ்ஞானி. அஜ்ஞானி டு நாட் நோ தட் ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன், ஐ ஆம் ஆதாரம் ஃபார் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ். பட் ஜ்ஞானி நோஸ் ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன், பிரம்மன் ஆஸ் பிரம்மன் ஐ ஆம் அதிஷ்டானம், ஆதாரம், அவ்யயம் ஃபார் திஸ் என்டைர் நாமரூப பிரபஞ்ச. ஜ்ஞானி நோஸ். அப்ரோக்ஷானுபூதி ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் சப்போஸ் டு நோ, we are supposed to know. ஜ்ஞானி ஜ்ஞானி என்ன பாவம், எங்கேயோ ஜ்ஞானி பார்க்கின்னு இருக்கக்கூடாது. I have to say, I am only Jnani. You must have that courage to say, boldness to say. Okay, that is the meaning. Siddhaha means Brahman. Next shloka. The Ajnani do not know himself as Brahman, as Adhisthanam of this universe. மயேவ சகலம் ஜாத்தம், மை சர்வம் பிரதிஷ்டிதம். அஜ்ஞானிக்கு தெரியாது, ஜ்ஞானிக்கு தெரியும். ஹூ இஸ் ஜ்ஞானி டெல் மீ, ஹூ இஸ் ஸ்டடிங் பகவத்கீதா, பிரகரண கிரந்தா, உபனிஷத்ஸ், பிரம்மசூத்ரா, வேதாந்தா, ஹூ இஸ் ஸ்டடிங் வித் கமிட்மெண்ட் சின்சியர்லி, தேர் ஆல் கால் ஜ்ஞானி. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ், நாட் ஒன்லி ஸ்டடீஸ், அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ். 114 8th anga is called moola bandha. Yan moolam sarva bhutanam, yan moolam chitta bandhanam, moola bandha sada sevyaham, யோக்யோ சௌராஜ யோகினாம். மூலபந்தா இன் யோகசாஸ்திர, தட்ஸ் வாட் யூ ஹவ் டு கனெக்ட். மூலபந்தா மீன்ஸ் ஐ லாக், லாக்கிங் சம் முத்ராஸ், சம் பந்தாஸ் தேர் ஆர் தேர் இன் த யோகா. மூலபந்தா, திஸ் மூலபந்தா in yoga shastra is to get concentration, to develop dharana, and to master one's own body mind complex. They practice moola bandha. But the moola bandha, what am I talking, is moolam means root, root means or like seed, which is called seed or root, we call it. That is moolam. Bandha means restraining, controlling, disciplining. Controlling the mind or disciplining the mind, restraining the mind is called bandha. Control of my own mind or shamaha, restraining my mind to know the moolam, Brahman. Why I have to restrain my mind? Restraining my mind is only for the purpose of knowing Brahman. Therefore, moola bandha means moolam means Brahman. Karanam ityarthaha, jagat karanam brahma. In Veda we talk about Brahman as moola karanam. That's why here moolam means Brahman. So bandha, to bind, to control, to restrain. Sarvabhutanam yatu moolam, who is the root cause of everything in this, moola karanam of everything in this universe. Yatu sarvabhutanam moolam, there chitta bandhanam and dakara, you have to write fourth dha. They have given the third da, tatha da, that is dai, is not correct. Second line they have given correctly, but first line, that dakara you have to change. Dha, you have to give fourth da. Yatu moolam yaha bandhaha கர்மதாரய சமாசம். சித்தபந்தனம், சித்தபந்தனம் மீன்ஸ் கண்ட்ரோலிங் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் மைண்ட் இஸ் கால்ட் பந்தனம். சித்தபந்தனம், சித்த மீன்ஸ் மைண்ட், பந்தனம் மீன்ஸ் கண்ட்ரோலிங் டிசிப்ளினிங். சர்வபூதானாம் எது மூலம், எத் மூலம் for the sake of that knowing that Brahman who is moolam, one has to follow chitta bandhanam, controlling the mind, disciplining the mind, that is called moola bandhaha. Sada sevyaha, one has to, sevyaha means one has to sought after, one has to sought after, resort to. சாட் ஆஃப்டர் ரிசார்ட் வந்து அட்டெண்டிங் அபரோக்ஷானுபூதி கிளாஸ் அர்த்தம். என்ன ஸ்டடிங் சாஸ்திரம் ரெகுலர்லி அர்த்தம். சேவியாக மீன்ஸ் நாட் சேவை, சேவியாக மீன்ஸ் நாட் சர்விங் ஆர் டூயிங் எனி திங். கோ அண்ட் ஸ்டடி சாஸ்திரா ஃப்ரம் ஏ காம்பிடென்ட் டீச்சர், அலைவ் டீச்சர், நாட் 18th சென்ச்சுரி 17th சென்ச்சுரி, அலைவ் டீச்சர் ஹூ இஸ் கம்யூனிகேட்டிங் with threadbare analysis, sevyaha, untiringly, without any tiredness. Lastly, a little drizzling comes sitting at home. That is not seva. That is seva. Hot seva you eat at home. If you won't come to the class. The class is there or not. Even cloudy also people have got doubt whether class is there or not. So, sevyaha. What he said in the previous sloka, ajastram also he said, all the time, always, sevyaha, sada, here also he said, see, sada sevyaha, there previously he said ajastram, now sada sevyaha, sada means all the 7 days, 24 into 7, weekly one class some people come, weekly two classes only some people come, three or four. Swamini, you are taking so many classes, huh? Some students do not know that I am taking all the days classes. They do not know. Yeda namak time irukkumbodhu polam, avladane. Why we have to sadan? If you are not able to come to the class, at least do it. Study at home, revise your textbook at least. Attend all classes. What you will do at home? போதுமா? எது ஒரு டெக்ஸ்ட் போதுமா? எப்படி போதும்? எத்தனை பதார்த்தம் பண்ணி சாப்பிடுறோம் தீபாவளிக்கு? ஹவு மெனி பக்ஷம்ஸ் வி ஆர் ஈட்டிங், ஹவு மெனி ஐட்டம்ஸ் எவ்ரிடே யூ ஆர் குக்கிங் அண்ட் ஈட்டிங் என்ஜாயிங். கிளாஸ் மாத்திரம் ஒரு கிளாஸ் போதும், அது அறக்குறையா? அப்பப்போ ஒரு சூப்பர்வைசர் மாதிரி. வை ஐ எம் டெல்லிங், என்ன கான்டெக்ஸ்ட் வந்தது சரிபோல. திஸ் இஸ் டைம் ஃபார் மீ டு டாக். அதர்வைஸ் வென் கேன் ஐ கெட் அன் ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டி? சதா சேவியாக அண்ணாரு. பட் சதா சேவியாக மூலபந்தா, நாட் யோகிக்கு மூலபந்த. ஹியர் மூலபந்த, வேர் மூலபந்தா மீன்ஸ் ஆல் சக்கரம்ஸ், தியானம், மூலாதார சக்கரம், ஆக்னா சக்கரம், எல்லாம் இதெல்லாம் நமக்கு வேண்டாப்பா. பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஜெகத் காரணம். டு நோ தட் பிரம்மன் ஐ ஹாவ் டு டூ சித்தபந்தனம், ஐ ஹாவ் டு ரிஸ்ட்ரெயின் மை மைண்ட், கண்ட்ரோல், டிசிப்ளின் மை மைண்ட். By disciplining my mind, I can grasp the teaching from my teacher. It is possible. Therefore, moola bandhaha means, for Brahma jnanam's sake, I do chitta bandhanam. That is, Brahman is moolam. I keep such a mind, like a what paper? Blotting paper. Like a blotting paper, like a sponge. Whatever guru says, just absorb. That is called moola bandhaha. Next shloka, 9th anga, deha samyam. Anganam samatam vidyat, same brahmani linatam, no chennaiva samanatvam. ഋജുത്വം ശുഷ്കവൃക്ഷവത്തെ സമാനത്വം പ്ലസ് ഋജുത്വം, ദാറ്റ് വേ യു ഹാവ് ടു സ്പ്ലിറ്റ് അംഗാണാം അമോങ് ദീസ് 15 സ്റ്റെപ്സ്. ദ നെക്സ്റ്റ് സ്റ്റെപ്പ് ഐ എം ഗോയിങ് ടു ടോക്ക് ഈസ് ദേഹസാമ്യം സമതാം വിദ്യാത്. അംഗാനാം മീൻസ് ഹിയർ ലിംബ്സ്. അംഗാനാം സമതാം മീൻസ് ദേഹ ബോഡിലി ലിംബ്സ് ആർ ദേർ, ഹാൻഡ്സ്, ലെഗ്സ്, സ്പൈൻ, ഹെഡ്. സമങ്കായ ശിരോഗ്രീവം, വാട്ട് കൃഷ്ണ സെഡ് ഇൻ 6th ചാപ്റ്റർ, കീപ് യുവർ ബോഡി സമം കായ ശിരോഗ്രീവം. കായ മീൻസ് ബോഡി, ശിരഹ മീൻസ് ഹെഡ്, ഗ്രീവം മീൻസ് നെക്ക്. കീപ് യുവർ ബോഡി ആൻഡ് നെക്ക് ആൻഡ് ഹെഡ് ഇൻ സ്ട്രെയിറ്റ് പൊസിഷൻ. That is that for dhyanam purpose we prescribe. Here Acharya says, I am not going to give that Krishna's, Lord Krishna's meaning here. That is only for beginners. Bala now. Are you Bala now? No. You are not a beginner of Vedanta. How long you are coming? So many years you are studying Vedanta. How can I teach you that beginning stage of Vedanta? You are all advanced students. I will tell you what is Deha Samyam. Samatam Anganam Samatam Vidyat Same Brahmani Leenatam. Same Brahmani, in that Brahman who is uniform, in that Brahman who is uniform, you have to dissolve or resolve. Leenatam, dissolving leenatam into that Brahman, which Brahman is samam, same Brahmani, saptami, seventh case, in that Brahman who is uniform, one has to dissolve. How can I dissolve in that Brahman cognitively? I am Brahman who is uniform, no change at any time, at any place, at any kala, at any yuga. I am samam, uniform, leenatam. That alone is called anganam samatam vidyat. That alone is real sitting straight. Remaining in that uniform Brahman as yourself is called Deha Samyam. That means what? Falsifying the body, there is no body at all. Really speaking, other than Brahman, separate Brahman, where is body? Other than gold, where are the ornaments? Other than wood, where is the furniture? Similarly, other than Brahman, there is no body at all. There is no body at all. This is very difficult to swallow. Where is the body? There is no body. Last class I told you, right hand, left hand, right leg, left leg. Where is the body? Show me body. This is the body. You are showing legs, hands, eyes, nose, all these things showing and telling the body. Is it a body? That is not there at all. What you are seeing, that is satta only. Through body you are understanding satta. That is called dehasya brahma rupena darshanam. Brahman plus neck nama rupa, Brahman plus eye nama rupa, Brahman plus hand nama rupa, Brahman plus neck, leg nama rupa, Brahman plus nose nama rupa, Brahman plus cheeks nama rupa, Brahman plus what not, every nama rupa, Brahman plus all nama rupa. This is called dehasya brahma rupena darshanam. Anganam சமோ பிரம்மணி லயஹா. அங்கானாம் சமோ பிரம்மணி லயஹா ஏவ அங்க சாமியம். தட் இஸ் த மீனிங். ஐ டோன்ட் சி எனி திங் அதர் தேன் பிரம்மன். திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் தேக சாமியம். நோசேத் நைவ சமானத்வம். இஃப் யூ ஆர் நாட் ஹேவிங் திஸ் காக்னிட்டிவ் சேஞ்ச், திஸ் நாலேஜ், இஃப் யூ சிட் ஸ்ட்ரெயிட், சம் பீப்புள் தே சிட் ஸ்ட்ரெயிட் வித்தவுட் மூவிங் ஆல் த டைம் தே சிட் ஸ்ட்ரெயிட். வாட் இஸ் த டிஃபரன்ஸ் பிட்வீன் த ட்ரை ட்ரீ, which some trees they dried, no, no leaves, nothing. They stand straight like that, no. He says, vrikshavat, sushka vrikshavat, like a dry tree, you are also sitting quite straight, rujutvam, no. Rujutvam, no, straight na hukarana. Unnakku anna marathike ennappa difference ennu kekkarara. Without this knowledge, no chet, without this knowledge, சமானத்வம் ருஜுத்வம், சமானத்வம் தட் ருஜுத்வம் சிட்டிங் ஸ்ட்ரைட் லைக் ட்ரை ட்ரீ, யூனோ ட்ரைட் ட்ரீ மாதிரி யூ ஆர் ஆல்சோ சிட்டிங் ஸ்ட்ரைட். வாட் இஸ் த டிஃபரன்ஸ் பிட்வீன் யூ அண்ட் தட் ட்ரீ? ரியல் சிட்டிங் ஸ்ட்ரைட் அண்ணா என்ன அர்த்தம்? ஆல்வேஸ் ரிமைனிங் இன் தட் ஆத்மா ஹுச் இஸ் சமம். தி பாடி இஸ் not there really. Oh, so much distance, where jnani is, where ajnani is, how far now, what is the dividing parameter now? Only jnanam. Ajnanam, ivarku ajnanam, ivarku jnanam, these are the lines, dividers, nothing else. That is only cognitive change, just change your thinking pattern about yourself. When? Right time I will see some murtama. Now, here itself. Next sadhana, parnididhyasanam drukstiti. Tenth limb. Drishtim jnanamayim krutvam பஷ்யேத் ப்ரஹ்மமயம் ஜகத் ஸாதிருஷ்டிஃ பரமோதாரம் நநாசாக்ராவலோகினி. த்ருக்ஸ்திதி சம்ப்ரேக்ஷ நாஸ்திகாக்ரம் ஸ்வம் திசச்சா நவலோகயன். லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சிங்ஸ் இன் சிக்ஸ்த் சாப்டர், டோன்ட் சி ஹியர் அண்ட் தேர், லுக் அட் யுவர் டிப் ஆஃப் த நோஸ், டிப் ஆஃப் யுவர் நோஸ். அண்ட் ஆச்சாரிய கிளாரிஃபைஸ் தேர், டோன்ட் சி டிப் ஆஃப் த நோஸ் ஆர் ஸ்டார்டிங் பாயிண்ட் ஆஃப் த நோஸ், யூ வில் கெட் மைக்ரைன் ஹெட்ஏக். சோ லுக்கிங் அட் த டிப் ஆஃப் த நோஸ் implied meaning is don't look here and there. Okay, don't look in here and there, that is the meaning, not seeing the tip of the nose. How can I see my tip of the nose? Yeah, I have to bring two eyeballs together now. And what you get now? Headache comes. Therefore here, that is only for beginners. Even looking at tip of your nose means half closed eyes, that's all. Once you close eyes half, they are seeing downwards, not seeing anywhere, that's all. Here we are not talking about for any nididhyasaka, such a type of practice is not required. Pashyan shrunvan sprushan jigran, all the time sada, where is the time for me to sit and look at the nose? I don't want to see nose. Here the meaning is different meaning. That is, drishtim jnanamayim krutva, your vision, your drishti means here jnana chakshu. Drishti means vision, vision means your chakshu, real eye is jnanam. Jnanam eva chakshu. that wisdom eye, we can call it as wisdom eye. That's why we keep that tilakam here. It represents jnana chakshu. Jnanamayin krutva, making your vision, your thinking. Here drishti means thinking, thought pattern. Pratyaya, vritti, jnana vritti. Jnanamayin krutva. Pashyet brahmamayam jagat. May you see everything is Brahman. May you see everything is Brahman means not with your eyes. Why? You cannot see Brahman with your eyes. Na chakshur gacchati, na vak gacchati, no manaha. Therefore, pashyet means here, janiyat. May you understand. Pashyet means janiyat. May you understand, recognize, discover. In your buddhi, the thought should come. Jnana, vritti should come. Which jnanam? Sarvam brahmamayam. Rere sarvam brahmamayam. Paata paadrom. Brahmamayam lo irundenda brahmamayam anu paaduvom. Appadilla brahmamayam means entire universe is filled with Brahman. Satta, satta, satta. Satta na existence in the form of existence. Sa drishtihi paramodara. That is the supreme, noble. Parama udara. Supreme, noble. That is vision, is the right vision. Na nasagra avalokini. Not seeing your tip of the nose. Real vision is knowing that Brahman is everything, everything is Brahman. Nothing is there other than Brahman. Whatever I see other than Brahman is only a nama rupa mithya matter. It doesn't have its existence independently. It borrows existence from me, the Brahman. I lend, I bless existence to this body and every nama rupa. Therefore, entire nama rupa prapancha is resting upon me, blessed by me. Which me? Higher or lower? Higher. Adi matram therinju vechittam. Higher, correct. Higher only. Oh, see. Original consciousness. Where is that original consciousness? Where? I am that. There is no question of where. I am. Now, here itself. Atraiva brahma samashnute. Am I Brahman or not? Yes. When? All the time. Whether body is there or not, I am Brahman. Body is there, I am available like Sakshi Chaitanyam. Available as Sakshi Chaitanyam. If body is not there, I remain as pure existence. Without name, without form, I remain. I remain without name and form. Therefore, I am pure existence. One more sloka I use for drishtihi. Resolving seen, seer and that object, Triputi Nishedha, he is giving next shloka. We'll see that in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.